This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Helnan. He's back from his vacation. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And now we are broadcasting on WTIC's Facebook page, and we've moved over to the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network Facebook page that we've had for forever, but never really used it for anything. We figured we'd now dedicate it to this program and our public service. And allow you guys to kind of work as a community, too, together. So we're excited about that. Go ahead and check out the Computer Talk with Tab network page there over on Facebook, and that's where you'll find us as well. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock live. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. I want to thank all you guys for coming out last Saturday to our first live broadcast over there in the historic district of East Hartford. Out in front of the formerly hermetically sealed Tab Computer Systems. We were out there and collecting your e-waste with Environmental Office Solutions. And you guys did a great job dropping off your stuff. And it's simple and easy. You know, it was like a drive-through without anybody spilling coffee on you. And so all you had to do was open your trunk. And so we'll probably do it next year as well around this time. And hopefully even better weather. It was a little dreary out there that day. Hot, sticky, misty.
Yeah, but it wasn't where I was.
No, yeah, don't rub it in, Dennis. Okay. Don't rub it in, Dennis. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And all right, let's get to some news. What do you got? Anything you want to talk about?
I want to talk about something that is a topic that we discuss regularly, but yeah. It just keeps coming up.
All right.
And people are being stupid.
Yes.
I'm sure most people have heard about the MGM... cyber attack that's pretty much taken down all of their systems, their websites,
yes,
their booking,
everything.
It's all shut down, and apparently even a lot of their facilities, like in Las Vegas, are shut down. A lot of the slot machines are no longer running, stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of people are saving a lot of money, but yes, it is very bad. But
very bad. But here's the issue.
Yeah,
the way that the hackers got in the door.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on, let me guess. They used a very sophisticated software that then penetrated their firewalls, that then evaded their EDR, went around their MDR, evaded their antivirus, jumped over a few hoops, hopped across a couple servers, got in through their sprinkler system, and then they were able to ransom them, right?
Maybe that's the Hollywood version that we might see someday if a movie is ever made of that. But no.
Oh, gee. Is it even more complicated?
Vastly more prosaic than that.
Prosaic.
Oh, yeah. Prosaic. It was just plain simple social engineering.
They asked him for their password.
Well, Not quite.
Yeah.
What they did was they did LinkedIn lookups on the company.
Of course.
They found the name of an IT person.
Mm-hmm.
Then they called MGM's help desk.
Of course.
And apparently impersonated this person and then were able to get
access
to something that this person should have had access to.
Right.
Then they used that to get into the network.
So they asked a colleague on the help desk as they impersonated themselves as a help desk member to give them access. Hey, I lost my password. Hey, mm-hmm. I have a problem. Can you get me in? And they said, okay.
Uh-huh. That's right. And that's all that it took.
Yes.
And
so none of the security defenses I just talked about.
Right. I was going to say, I mean, you can have all that stuff in place.
Right.
But if you're impersonating what isn't, an official and accepted credentialed user
right.
in the systems, all of that stuff is going to ignore you.
Right, because you're logged in.
Right. You're logged in, you're doing things, and it'll just not pay attention.
Now, along with this, from what I've read about this this attempt, they exfiltrated data, right? So they were in there for a while banging around. They went and exfiltrated data. And in some cases, from what I understand, they didn't actually ransom MGM. MGM turned everything off just in abundance of caution.
Right. It was kind of preemptive.
Yeah. Because they don't know how long they've been in there. And of course, they showed data, obviously, that said they were in there. Caesar's Palace was hit probably by the same folks. They just paid $33 million in their ransom. And again, I'm sure they entered the same exact way. I mean, it's not like Ocean's 11 here. This is literally calling up and saying, hey, Bob, this is me on the help desk and acting enough like a member of the staff with enough information that you can get from LinkedIn, guys.
Right.
To convince the help desk person to let him in.
That's the important thing. They were able to impersonate an identity
right.
just based on what they could find in LinkedIn about this person.
And of course, it can happen on your website too, right? So if you have a business website and you've listed who the management team is, the bad guys then are going to send emails as if you're one of the management team to another member of the management team, probably in the financial area, saying, hey, I need a bunch of gift cards, right? This is the common gift card scam that goes on out there, trying to, again, impersonate. So
yeah,
you got to be really, really vigilant these days, especially help desks. They're a very big target.
Yeah. And that's something that, I think about that.
Yeah. Well,
as far as I can tell, we have checks and balances on each other
mm-hmm.
so that somebody can't just call in and then talk one person into letting them in. There's
right.
always going to be multiple people involved before any action is taken.
And multiple layers of security. So you got to ask yourself, if they were let in, what kind of additional two-factor authentication was on this login? Or they simply give them a remote access and say, hey, let me into a system? Because it sounded like that would be the only way they would have gotten online here. Or there is no 2FA implemented. I don't know.
Well, I was trying to think of what was done in order to get them in.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to figure that out because we don't have all those details.
No. And again, you'd think they'd be using physical keys to actually not allow for anybody to get in without tapping that physical key to have access to any resources on the network. But yeah, you got to be vigilant. And so the one-armed bandits were down for a while.
Are they still down?
I don't know. Who knows? But you'll save a few bucks there if you're going to Las Vegas. You can go see a show, I guess.
Yeah, if they could turn the lights on the stage.
The lights, no. We had a caller. We had a caller who had a smart house, and his lights all failed on, right? So I can just imagine all the lights are on over there in Las Vegas. They're all failing on. So in other news, Microsoft finally realizes nobody wants its Windows 11 pre-installed bloatware.
Really?
Yeah, nobody wants this stuff.
Imagine that.
Windows 11 users will soon be able to remove more of the bloatware that gets pre-installed with Microsoft's operating systems. Whenever you boot up a freshly installed copy of Windows 11, there's a number of apps pre-installed, and quite a few of them can't be uninstalled, of course, because they are inextricably, you can't remove them from the operating system, or it will crash, Dennis.
Oh, really?
Of course it will. Blue screen of death if we don't have access to Cortana. So The Verge looked at a beta build of Windows 11, and basically they listed the apps. Now, for the first time, you can uninstall these apps, Cortana, thank goodness, or Cortana, however you say it or play it.
Right.
Photo apps, people apps, I don't even know what that app is.
People, then, it's just a contact list.
Whoever would use Microsoft People? I don't know. People must use it, but not enough of them. And then remote desktop client. Interesting that you can remove that. And then, of course, the camera app. Dennis and I were talking about that being a little weird.
I would think that if you've got a camera on your computer, you would want at least something built into Windows that can access it for you.
You'd think. And the weird thing is they're finally letting us remove Cortana because it's been a deprecated service anyways.
I was going to say, why is it even still being deployed? They've been talking about doing away with it for a long time.
Yeah.
What, 5 years?
At least.
Yeah.
So basically, that you can finally remove some of this junk from your system. The other thing that Microsoft is also changing is the number of Intel chips that are capable of running Windows 11 has also been reduced.
Mm-hmm.
They removed 44 more processors. So, you know, Dennis and I were talking about this being possibly a lot of Xeon processors. But there's tons of actual Intel i5 processors that you would be surprised can't run Windows 11.
Oh, that's bad because there's a lot of i5s out in the business world
that are perfectly good.
Right, and they're fine.
Yeah, but they will not run. So for whatever reason, I mean, obviously you get the TPM and all that fun stuff that is built into these newer motherboards that you'd want to have if you properly configured your systems. But it's nice that Microsoft lets you finally remove some of that bloatware. Anything else you want to bring up? Well, you know what? We'll take a quick break. We have plenty of news to talk about throughout the show. If we get to anything, we'll bring it up. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. As usual, we have lots of time in the first hour. Then you guys call in around 10:30. but get up, wake up, and join us on the Computer Talk with Tab. Of course, you want to join us on the Computer Talk with Tab listener network. It's over there on Facebook. We're going to be posting all of our links there over on ComputerTalkWithTab.com as well. Dennis will be posting there. Mike G's posting to our Facebook page. And, of course, you can check out our pasty white computer geek mugs here over on WTIC's Facebook page. We're broadcasting live. Feel free to chime in if you have a question there as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go to our buddy Stefan in New Britain, see what he's got going on. What's happening, Stefan?
Gentlemen, thank you for the video player recommendation. VLC Media worked out great.
Oh, beautiful.
However, I've been fished.
You've been fished?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have been fished.
All right. What'd they do?
Okay. They wiped out my Google Drive on my phone. However, they did. I don't think they got access to my home computers because they are not linked to my phone for that very reason.
Yeah.
And it was, this was the name of the phishing attack, PP Invoice Help Desk Q at 826. Bill for an item. I sent my watch to be repaired. I thought it was that bill.
Right.
And I'm there like, what? This is, and then it said something about you charge $500 and something for Bitcoin or something like that. And they're like, what? And my finger hit the PDF.
Yeah.
And it opened. Oh, man. It just sucked everything out of my Google Drive.
Wow.
And I was able to search through the Samsung. I have like a copy of most of the stuff. A lot of it was pictures. One was like an old pay stub from a former company that didn't have my social on it.
All right.
But it did have the last four numbers of my two bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what I can do, what I should do.
Well, that's probably okay. They don't have the whole number, but they could try to refish you again. They now know where your banks are, who your banks are, and those numbers.
The other thing that they can do is use social engineering on the bank.
Right.
Where they call the bank.
As you.
Try to act like you. Use the digits that they have from the account number and try to convince them to help them.
And if you've configured 2FA with your Google email, then they would get the 2FA if they've got access to your email account. Do they have access to your email account, Stefan?
Well, they sent me an email. Okay, but yeah. I did not open it, and I deleted it.
Okay, but have you changed your password on your Google account and made sure the 2FA is going to your another email address? I wouldn't say your phone right now because right. I don't know how much access they have.
Another email. So change my Google password. I haven't done that.
Before. Yeah, you got to do
that. Absolutely. That would be thing one to do. And then change, like Eric mentioned, change the multi-factor authentication route to something other than your phone.
Right.
And a different email account.
Yeah, I have a different email account. So okay. Change the password to I have three Google emails, so I could just send it to another one of them.
You could. Now, I would tell you guys, this is a good example of why we recommend a third-party mail provider. If you think about it, you know, if you had like a Proton Mail or something like that, you'd be less likely to be phished. They're just hitting every Gmail account they can find, right? And then trying to fish it. So if you had a different account that they would have a harder time finding, your likelihood of being fished is much lower.
Yeah, but the initial attack was in a text message.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a text, and that's why I thought, because I told the company that I sent my watch to,
yeah,
because of where I work and its environment, I'm never going to hear the phone.
Yeah.
So just send me a text. So it was actually a text that did the phishing attack. It wasn't through an email, but like I said, to one of my email addresses, they sent the very same attack because it's my full name at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't open it. I just sent it to trash, and then I emptied the trash.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, you were definitely, like you said, you were fished. So if they were able to impact your Google Drive, they have access to your account. So you want to get them out of there, and you want to make sure you clean up any 2FA. Now, of course, they're going to try to find anything they can, right, to try to do the next steps. Hey, Stefan, we've got a picture of you hanging out with, I don't know, anybody. And, you know, if we don't want us to publish this, you're going to need to do this. So, you know, change those passwords, get them out of your account. Who knows what they've exfiltrated. Just like you said, you didn't have much there. But this is a kind of an issue, right? This is how the fappening was a thing with those iPhones, right? All those celebrities were taking pictures of themselves because that's what celebrities do in very compromised ways. And the bad guys got into their cloud-based email accounts and their iCloud accounts. So this is the same kind of thing, right? They're hoping to find something to extort you with, most likely.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the photos that they took were basically of the truck of my engine, part of my engine.
There you go.
My truck.
There you go.
So there were no compromising.
Nothing that the press would be concerned about there, huh, Stefan?
unless they're interested in PVC valves.
All right, man. So you're fine there. Try to kick them out of your account and make sure they're set up that 2FA to be something you control. And change that password. Make it very complicated. All right, sir?
On a Proton, though, if I get Proton,
yeah.
What do I do with, you know, all my people that have my Gmail address?
Well, you give them the new address. You tell them what your new address is, and now you've got a much more secure method of email. Just keep it in mind.
I still haven't been able to get rid of WebRoot yet. But.
Well, we gave you the tool for that. If it doesn't work, you have to email WebRoot on that. Sorry, bud.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, gentlemen.
Yeah, good luck, Stefan. Right. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, he's got something to do this morning. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Goodbye to everything that stands in our way. Goodbye to crying.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Carolyn playing the music. Picking some good stuff, as always.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we appreciate that. It's to hype up her own return, she says. I never know. Were you on the air when you said that, Carolyn, or not? Sometimes I never know. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome to say things on the air like that, you know, so people can hear you. But we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. So 860-522-9842 is the number. And, of course, don't forget the podcast. You feel free to, you know, if you miss a show or you try to catch us later, you can just subscribe to the podcast with whatever podcast tool you use, and it'll get downloaded into your into your phone kind of magically, really, through the magic of the interwebs. And you will then be able to listen to Dennis and I. There's over 500 episodes. So pretty much you could just listen and until you die, really, of, you know, of too much computer talk, if that's possible. An overdose of computer talk. Let's get to Karen in Willimantic first and see what she's got going on. What's happening there, Karen?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I have a question about my cell phone. It's a Samsung S9. I've had it for about 3 years or so. I left it in the car for a couple hours. When I get out, got back into the car, I checked the phone, and there were images of a Sudoku puzzle I had been playing, like several of them.
All right.
So I'm not going to deal with it. So I put it back in the glove compartment, and I had a 30-minute ride home. When I got home, I got the cell phone out of the glove compartment, and the flashlight was on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know my cell phone had a flashlight. I didn't download one. I never use it.
No, it's part of the phone.
The access to it is built into the settings. So
yeah.
Well, I had to search for it to turn it off. So
you pull down from the top of the screen, there will be a quick menu, they call it, in Samsung Ease. And one of the icons there should be the one to turn off that flashlight.
Yeah, I did that. But yeah. Then I thought, you know, maybe my phone was hacked. I don't know how to check for that. However, 2 days later, I tried to get into my email through my laptop. And every night I close my laptop down. I sign out of email.
Yeah.
So the next morning I try to get into my email on my laptop, and it says you've reached the number of limits, the number of attempts to sign in. So you have to wait 12 hours to sign in. And I thought that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I have email on my cell phone as well, but I think that might have a different password. Don't ask me how it works. But anyway, no one got into my email, and I waited, no, honestly, a day. It's not a big deal. But I got in. So my questions are really around the cell phone.
Yeah.
Could it possibly be connected to this person who tried to get into my email? And it's two-factor, so they're never going to get in. But can I check my cell if it's been hacked? How would I do that? And is there an anti-something that prevents this in the future?
Mm. Good questions, right? Our phones can act kind of funky on us, and they do things. Like my phone last night at around 11 o'clock buzzed. And I went and looked at it, and there was literally not an app notifying anything. It just decided, it's like it burped or something. woke me up. And so sometimes these phones do things they're not supposed to be doing. You find it, you pick it out, take it out of your pocket, and the camera app's on. Like, how'd the camera app get turned on? So of course, you start to go to these weird places, right? You know, NSA has access to turn on our camera apps and our phones and our microphones, right? So you start to go to these weird places. Not that you're doing anything wrong, Karen. It could be just updates. It could just be coincidence. Now, your bigger question is, are there ways to secure it? And the answer is not really, because each app is a problem, right? And we even had some stories about a Singaporean bank that would look at their customers' apps, and if they were sideloaded or if they were not quote unquote loaded through the approved processes, they wouldn't even give their customers access to their own bank accounts because these apps are not sandboxed. They're not walled off. They're not zero trust. They're not whitelisted as it would be understood, so that these apps can do things with permissions that we may or may not want them to do. Now, I would just kind of chalk this up to your phone acting a little weird without any additional information to say that it's a hack, okay? Remote execution of applications is difficult. Now, if you've got programs on your phone that are kind of funky, you got to be careful when you load these programs, because even through the big stores, the Apple stores and the Google stores, there's tens of thousands of malicious apps out there that will show up as a valid app, right, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely. Happens all the time.
And then the bad guys make them malicious. You've been using, right. Let's just use Sudoku, right? Who knows where that app came from? Do you know where that app was written from? Is it a Samsung app, or is it Uzbekistanian? That's a thing, right? Who knows where that is? Yeah, I don't, right? So be careful with the apps. We're too trusting of the software that we put on our phones. We all are. Like I'm getting into atomic habits, right? I'm trying to figure out how to improve my life with little steps. So there's a tool out there called a habit tracker, right? Because I'm a geek, and the idea of tracking a habit is something that helps you change your habit, right? So they gave examples of people having two jars, and if you make X number of sales cards, you take a paperclip out of the full jar and move it into the empty jar, and you can actually see your habit working of making sales calls, and you wonder, based on that, you're going to actually have production, right? Same thing with this habit tracker. Yeah. Which tracker did I pick? Did I pick one that was valid? Could I pick one that's going to also track more than I want them to track, right? We all fall into these things. So you got to be careful. As far as your email, your phone uses the same password for your email. All that your email password is the same. So if somebody tried to get into your email, then you'd have this issue. Somebody was typing in the wrong password to get into your email. So I would contend that someone was trying to hack your mailbox. What do you think, Dennis?
I definitely think that was possible.
So now, where does your email reside? Who offers you? Who hosts your email?
I don't know if I'm sad or proud. It's on an sbcglobal.net domain.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay.
I know.
So someone's trying to hack into your email, I would contend. It's possible. Or your husband changed something and now he forgot to change the password somewhere else, and it's doing that. That happens too. Did you change your password on your email?
No.
Okay.
He probably didn't do that. But here's the thing with my cell phone. I have two apps on it that I downloaded myself.
Yeah.
One is for the gym. The other one is for my garage door.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not I don't live with apps in my life. I could care less. If I look at something, it's going to be on my laptop.
Uh-huh.
I don't really use my phone for much. And the Sudoku I play, I use the Firefox browser, and I go to websudoku.com. So if I need an app for anything on my phone, I don't do it.
No sweat.
I can live without it.
Okay. So you're in better shape then.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good policy.
Yeah. Just giving you incidents. So my approach is giving you incidents that could happen. In your case, you're being pretty sparse there with your apps. That's good. So, that sbcglobal.net is going to go away at some point. And we've had numerous callers over the past years where their mailboxes disappear. Because you're not paying anything for that, right?
Correct.
So at some point,
prompting me to pay, but I just don't.
So. Okay.
All right. My recommendation would be to get a real mailbox from a real provider, and pay for it. And your life will be more secure that way. Again, I recommend Proton, but there's many other mailbox systems out there. Proton is out of Switzerland, and it's fully encrypted. For end-to-end encryption. So consider it, but consider any other real mailbox. Look at maybe even the provider of your internet, whether it be Comcast or Cox or whoever is offering you internet. They'll offer you email. You really got to get into a real email box. Who knows who's trying to get into your mailbox, but if they do, they have an awful lot of access to a lot of what you do, from you're getting your financial statements to your bank telling you did a deposit. Whatever it is, it's almost too much information that these companies send via email, that if the bad guys had it, they can do some damage with it.
Agree. All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Good luck
have
out
good
there.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's hard to know if your phone's been hacked because it does that kind of funky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's way too easy for a phone, especially like it. I was thinking it was in a glove compartment.
Mm-hmm.
It can literally slide around in there.
Yeah.
And then it can act like some kind of a control on the screen got pushed.
Yeah, something
and
got tapped.
Yeah, it's a phantom, a phantom tap.
Right. There's so many ways.
Yeah.
So we're going to step out for a quick break. We got Bob, another caller coming in. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. And it should update. It's still a little delayed on the update. It's the tool we use. It is what it is. And then over on our Computer Talk with Tab Facebook page, the network, the listener network is what we're moving all this over to. So it kind of really is focusing the show on what it is, which is designed as a public service to you guys out there in the consumer world, the radio world, versus our day jobs, which is supporting businesses. So we'll be right back. Are back and doing our best to help you not get hacked in the first place, if possible. And that's again trying to put the put OpenDNS in place on your computer, good antivirus. Don't answer when somebody says, what's your password on the radio? I say, hey, what's your password? Don't answer. Let's get to your calls here. We're going to go to who's on the longest. Going to Hebron and Bob first. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
I have Proton Free. Doesn't have much storage. I'm going to upgrade it to the paying account, so I've got a lot of storage. Not ever really going to start using it
for
important stuff.
Yeah.
But my first question about it is I have a Gmail account, which is really the only account I use right now. And they are they have a recovery phone number for me, but not an email recovery for me. If I were to give them Proton, would all of a sudden Proton start getting bombed with all kinds of junk from from Gmail?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think Google would take that information and then blast you with ads and stuff. No. If they say they're using it just as a, you know, a backup contact method, that's what they're going to do with it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good. Good to know. Last week, the sub guy for, Dennis, he mentioned, VLC, multimedia player that he said was really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I went looking for that and, I found, it wasn't VLC.com because that was something other.
It's videolan.org.
I tried, VLC.org and, that looked more like it, but it was very amateurish. It even said a domain name for sale. And then I went searching and I found videoland.org.
That's the one.
That looks legit.
That is legit. And this is the issue when we don't have our live links running. We were really busy that day with everything happening at the same time and nobody around to put those links in. So, yeah, videoland.org. And we'll put it in again today for you.
Yeah, I'll get that up.
All right. That's the next thing. When I go and look on the tab.com page, it doesn't look like anything's getting.
Yes, Dennis was on vacation. Dennis is on vacation. I couldn't do it. He has one job, okay? He has one job.
I understand. We only vacation. But does that mean that that's going to start getting updated?
He's doing it now.
Okay, so that's still the right place to look.
Yeah, you can go to computertalkwithtab.com. The live links area will be there. And, of course, if you follow us over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network Facebook page, it'll be there as well.
Okay. I barely know how to use Facebook, but I'll give it a shot.
You're probably better off then.
And Audacity is the place to listen to your older shows, right?
Yes, Audacy.
I tried to listen to a previous show and, it kept jumping me in like about 15 minutes into the show already. I don't know what I was doing wrong, but, I couldn't get it to start from the start. I mean, I couldn't get it to play from the beginning of the show. So
we haven't heard that before. But, maybe it's you in this case. Who knows, Bob?
I'm exploring new territory.
Good.
Okay. That's all I have for right now. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Like I said, love the show.
Our pleasure. I'm glad you're there.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. It's important to get a more formal email address these days. No more of this free stuff, guys. No more of, not even knowing who your provider of email is and hoping they stay in business, like that SBC Global stuff, or s@snet.net, which is, come on. These domains are going to get retired eventually, and these companies are not going to keep paying to store your email. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart, I promise you. So the other benefit of having a professional, formal email address is, again, it says our lives are connected to these email addresses, whether we like them or not. And if you're worried about, I got to tell everybody that I have a new email address. Well, when sbcglobal.net goes away, what are you going to do?
Right. You're stuck.
You're going to scramble. Right. Wouldn't it be better to migrate it rather than scramble?
Yeah, you want to be able to migrate it while you can still email out of it to everybody that you know.
Right.
And then tell them what the new email address is.
We see it in businesses all the time. They wait to upgrade their servers and then they crash, and they could have migrated them that were at least in a healthy state rather than in an emergency state. So don't do that to yourself. And you're logging in with your email address in many cases. Your financial institutions, your banking institutions, anything that's important to you is emailing you. Yes, you're getting all the junk too, but it's time to really treat email as important as it is, because that's where the phishers are going to hack you.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the other thing is, if you have, you know, a paid account, mm-hmm. you always have tech support for it. So right. if something goes wrong with however you're getting into it, mm-hmm. you've got somebody to call and they can help you fix it.
Exactly.
Whatever is going on. So that's always a good thing.
And the other benefit is, again, paying for a mailbox. Again, I don't get anything for telling you about Proton or anything like that, but paying for a mailbox, the bad guys are going after the fish in the barrel, which is all you guys and the free stuff. They're going after the free stuff. They're going to have less targeting of the paid stuff, I would contend. So that kind of makes you a little more anonymous. Now, eventually, you'll be a target. I can't make your email address disappear, right? The more you use it, the longer it's out there. Let's say you use a major financial institution and they get hacked, and they know now that the bad guys know your email address. Well, then they can try to fish you, right? But it's at least harder, I would contend, by having a formal account than something that's free. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Probably am. Let's try to get to your calls here. Jack in East Hartford next. May have to hold you over, Jack, to the top after the break, but go ahead.
Yeah, my credit cards got hacked this week.
Okay.
Ooh.
Tuesday morning, I opened up my email, and I found what looked like several spam emails. So I just looked at the address from one, and it was an education institution, and the title was Confirm with a string of about 30 random characters after it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was to confirm a subscription to this organization's newsletter. So I deleted all those, but there was also an email that said, you know, order confirmation, welcome to our, you know, company.
Right.
And someone had ordered a coffee grinding machine.
Yeah.
And it listed the guy's name and address as the deliver to address, and it listed my name as the billing address.
Yeah.
So I called my or checked the website or my credit card, and sure enough, the transaction was pending.
Yep.
Called the bank, told them what happened.
Yeah.
They canceled the card.
Good.
Okay. Later on in the day, I realized that I had a scheduled payment with Frontier.
Oh, right. That screwed that up.
Yeah. So I called them and I said, cancel that payment. I gave them.
Real quick. Hang on, Jack. We're running out of time. Can we finish it off the top of the hour?
Yep.
All right. We're going to put Jack back on hold and hear his story. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.